Republican Randy Truitt is seeking his third term as a part of Indiana's General Assembly, but it's his opponent who says he has more leadership experience.
As an advocate, I've learned how to work with people. Nothing replaces sitting down face-to-face with someone and explaining where you're coming from, how you think what you want to do benefits them, and trying to build coalitions and get things done.
Rick Cornstubble insists those qualities are missing with Representative Truitt. Cornstubble is running to replace the incumbent after having served in the Indiana State Teachers Association for more than 3 decades and a term on the Lafayette City Council. He says that type of involvement gives him confidence he can best represent the people of House District 26.
I spent 33 years is all told, working with teachers and working in schools, looking at school budgets. Public finance is one of the things I've dealt the most with over that time frame, looking at tax rates and how tax dollars are spent. Of course, I raised my children in schools. I was a school teacher. I think I just have a great deal more experience.
But Truitt says when it comes to leadership and results, his record speaks for itself.
I've also learned the more time that you're able to spend down there in a reasonable period of time, you begin to understand the process more. You begin to understand who to talk to and how to talk, because that's really important. And I think that listening and learning is so important. And then you gain from that experience and then you lead. So that's kind of the three L's that I've been trying to follow.
Education is a key issue for both men. Representative Truitt, who sat on the West Lafayette City Council before his time in Indianapolis, supports recent reforms, including an expansion of charter schools, use of vouchers, and testing measures. The Republican, who received the endorsement of the Indiana State Teachers Association, supported the changes but did so with the caveat that they be reevaluated once fully implemented. He says it's too soon to judge their effectiveness now, but believes so far the adjustments have been positive.
I think you can go back and you can look at statistics that have come out over the last 4 years and based of ISTEP scores and see the increase in all of those categories. So there's one indicator.
But Cornstubble doesn't need any more time to evaluate. He says the reforms are not working and wants power shifted away from the state level to the local districts.
And the state needs to set standards and expectations, and they should be high. And then they really need to give the school corporations the flexibility to meet those standards. And the flexibility comes in the form of removing some of these mandated curriculum items, removing some of these requirements, and letting the school corporations decide what their students need.
While they differ on education reform, Cornstubble and Truitt both agree that the Lafayette area can serve as a model for business growth in the state. Truitt believes Indiana is moving in the right direction when it comes to job creation and says that's due in part to the business-friendly environment created by the General Assembly during his time in office.
I think what we've concentrated and done a great job over the last 4 years, I can just speak to that from my time down there, is working very hard to create the right environment. And that's what we need to do. We need to make sure that when Indiana businesses are trying to figure out whether they should grow or whether they should move to Indiana, we need to make sure that we've done everything that we can so that Indiana is up top in that selection criteria.
Cornstubble points to business growth while serving on the Lafayette City Council as a reason he believes he can better the local and state economic outlook.
What I will do is look at the budget and look at what we have to pay and then look at those surpluses or those areas and then try to be sure that we put money in the places where it's needed, that we look at funding education, that we look at funding Purdue, that we look seriously at giving cities and counties and towns the revenue and the resources they need to expand and grow.
And Cornstubble says when he makes a promise, he keeps it.
What you see is what you get. What I say I do, I will do. I'm an advocate. I'm tenacious. I have a reputation of getting things done.
Truitt insists he is the best voice for the area because of his commitment to push for the needs of his constituents.
I'm very proud of what I've done, but I'm doing it for the people and not doing it for Randy Truitt, and that's a big difference. So it's a humbling opportunity and something that I look forward to hopefully having another chance to do.
On November 6th, voters in House District 26 have a choice of whether the area is heading in the right direction under Republican Randy Truitt or if it needs to change course with Democrat Rick Cornstubble. Sam Clement, WBAA News.